Chantel, one question. Do you want to eat stress-free this spring?
Grania, you read my mind. I got a lot of stress going on. I'm waiting for Megan Fox to finally officially announce she's single. What do you got?
I'm very glad you said that because with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals, every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and is ready to eat in 2 minutes.
Thing is, I like a lot of variety in my life. You know, variety is the spice of life. So I will take nothing less than 35 options per week, which I've heard these guys have. And tell me if I'm wrong, but that includes calorie smart, keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie.
That's just the start of it because all those options are available at Factor. Plus, you can discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
I'm saying it, guys. If you're listening to this, then Factor is your solution for some fast, premium meals with none of the cooking, none of the cleanup, none of the mess.
So, Chantel, second question, what are you waiting for?
I have no idea. Tell me.
Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals and head to factormeals.com and use the code TWTW50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code TWTW50 at factormeals.com/TWTW50 to get 50% off your first box and then another 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Get going, guys.
Hello, I'm Grania Maguire, and this is Chantel Fiduchin-Pate.
Hello.
We bonded over our love of reminiscing about weird celebrity couples. The ones no one would believe happened if Google wasn't there to back it up.
We want you to join us as we remember when love was young, times were simpler, and we really thought that Angelina and Billy Bob Thornton were going to make it.
Every week, we're joined by a celebrity guest to discuss the showbiz romance they never got over. So take our hand and stroll down memory lane with us as we remember
the way they were.
Hi, Chantel.
Hi, Grania. How are you?
I'm very excited because a friend of the podcast, and she's featured on it many times, our little pal, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Gwenny, yeah.
Little Gwenny.
She's the Gwenessence that this podcast gave to Paltrow. Everyone loves her now. They know. Lean in.
Did you like her courtroom appearance?
Don't even get me I know it's old news, but in my world, it's current affairs at all times. I will never get over her courtroom appearance. Oh, God, the clothes, the fact that she won when she leaned in at the end and said best of luck to you or whatever. Oh, my God.
I wish you well.
I wish you well. Oh, I wish her well forever.
Well, so she gave a podcast where she talked about two of her exes, the great split between Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt. And Gwyneth, did we do Gwyneth Paltrow?
We haven't done the great split between Gwyneth and Ben Affleck yet. That's still to come, listeners.
Still to come. The past and future podcast episode. Well, she compared her two exes and she said...
B versus B.
She said Brad was like the major chemistry love of her life at the time. Wow. And Ben was like technically excellent.
That's bleak. That's technically excellent. I'm not sure I'd want to hear that as a review of my comedy, much less of my sexual prowess. Technically excellent.
And she said basically that Ben was better in bed, but Brad was a better actor.
Bloody hell, yikes. That is a lot. I always remember, I'm sure we'll cover this when we ever do Ben and Gwen, which I'm sure is going to come up at some point, but I always remember Ben Affleck described Gwyneth Paltrow, and this is a quote that, if it was brought back, could potentially get Ben Affleck cancelled, because he said, oh, the great thing about Gwyneth Paltrow is that she's like the fat female friend that you have, but she looks like Gwyneth Paltrow. That was literally when he's like, isn't it great? She's funny like a fat girl. That was actually how he said what a great person she was. So just remember that, listeners. When you're all like, oh, Ben and J-Lo, aren't they great? Well, yeah, if she gains 10 pounds, he's out of there. Something to keep in mind.
But didn't Gwyneth Paltrow star in a film, and that was the premise.
He basically, that was the premise of Shallow Hal, basically. So number one, he should get rights. And number two, everyone go watch Shallow Hal again. Let's see how we feel about Jack Black now. I'm still into it. It's cute at the end. Deal with it. Sorry. It's of its time.
I love Jack Black. Who doesn't?
That's someone who we should have a big breakup just so we could discuss Jack Black on the podcast, but I don't think we ever will, unfortunately. Oh. We'll try to bring him in every now and then. He is technically excellent.
It will be a black day for the podcast.
There we go. Who do you think would be better in bed? Before we go on to our lovely guest, very quickly, Brad or Ben Affleck, choose.
I think Brad is so supernaturally good looking. And I think Ben Affleck has always had a bit of a chip in his shoulder. So I think Brad maybe would be a lazy boyfriend. And I think Ben would have more to prove.
I think Ben would try harder. Brad's never had to be good in bed. You just look at him and you're fine. So
I guess we'll have to get the expert on this, Sunita, to weigh in. I'm just waiting for her response.
I'm not going down this road again. Just introduce the guest, Grania.
Well, speaking of supernaturally talented people, we've got one on the podcast today. You know him best probably from his incredibly successful podcast, but he's also an incredible comedy writer. It is the one and only Jack Bernhardt.
The way they were.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Grania.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks so much for being here.
No, it's very good to be here. Hi, Chantal. Hi. Chantal. Sorry, I'm not going to start by giving you a nickname which is your name mispronounced.
It wouldn't be the first time. Trust me. My best friend in the whole world, Benjamin Lovegrove, still calls me a Chantal, and I'm used to it. It's just the way it is. I get used to it. It's fine.
I was once introduced on stage as, welcome to the stage, Ronald MacGyver.
The MacGyver's fun.
MacGyver's great, but Gronald, like, oh, it's Gronald Gruck.
Did you fix a car using a pen cap and a matchbook?
I don't think MacGyver gets off the ground if his first name's Gronald, I'm going to say. Yeah.
that show's one season.
They're like, hi, Gronald. We're done here.
But maybe that was his first name and we just never knew.
We never knew.
No, I think that's his Irish cousin. Gronald MacGyver.
Gronald MacGyver.
He just fixes everything by drinking Guinness. And everything's all right. Just get pissed, mate. It's fine. Everyone's like, oh, I'm over it. That's it. Every episode ends the same. It's a real feel-good show.
It's funny because you're American, you can make those sort of jokes. If an English person made that joke,
I'm laughing, I'm not joining in.
Usually everything we do is the ultimate of offensive, but it's the one thing, it's the one country that allows it, is Ireland.
You're absolutely fine.
There's a reason I'm on this show with Grania.
Jack/Jackie, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You are podcasting royalty, which we'll come to later on. So we are a very romantic podcast.
Indeed you are.
Mm-hmm. We're about love that works, sometimes love that doesn't. Do you consider yourself a romantic person?
We're always about love that doesn't work.
I was going to say,
sometimes. I'm not sure. The nature of the podcast.
Has there been an episode where the love has worked?
No. Bennifer. No, we take Bennifer. Bennifer was an episode where did work.
But was Bennifer by accident?
It was by accident.
They're always a rolling story. Sure, you never quite know. You have to just check the news to find out what's happening. Do you consider yourself a romantic person?
I don't know. I mean, I'm married, very happily married, and have been for jeepers over 10 years now.
Wow!
And I love my wife very much. We're both very tired all the time because we've got a little baby. So I think, I mean, we try and do romantic things. I mean, our engagement was quite romantic. That was quite nice.
Go on, keep talking.
We previously had got some Build-A-Bears that looked like us.
And romantic.
Well, hang on. It gets more romantic, I promise. That had little, like, if you pressed a button, they would say, you know, like, say, hello, I'm Jack, and hello, I'm Valerie. It was very nice. And then for my engagement, we went out for a fancy meal. We went back to the to a nice hotel room, and on the bed was the bear.
But and when you pressed it,
just the tuxedo. Yep, when you pressed it, the bear proposed. Basically,
was the bear? Was it recorded in your voice?
I recorded it in my voice. Obviously.
Oh, it was your voice. Okay.
It was will you marry me? Thank you very much. Oh, so it had to be
a classic. It's a classic.
So I guess I'm quite a romantic. I don't know. Is that romantic? That's the question.
It's in a very sort of innocent romance.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's not running through an airport after Meg Ryan. It's
well,
more
if you
like,
do that nowadays, you'll get tackled by the police anyway. So don't never run in an airport.
That's very true. And actually,
just miss your flight. It's better.
That's a much less fun ending to those movies, isn't it?
Yeah, when
they get shot down by a SWAT team.
Speaking of romance, SWAT teams. Anyways, back to that's a very romantic engagement. That is indeed. Just being married for 10 years must have its own level of.
Yeah. I think we have a young baby now, and we love our baby very much, and we love each other very much, and it's a very nice and happy family. But in terms of like going out and doing things currently that are romantic, I think that is we have
it's fallen by the wayside somewhere.
Yeah, and that's
you'll
okay.
get it back. Just you'll have some more time soon, don't you worry.
To be honest, like stuff I would say like our level of romance now is like one of us saying, don't worry, I'll wake up the baby, or I'll go hang out. If Camille wakes up at like 5 a.m, it's I'll go and deal with her for 3 hours. That is highly romantic.
Your love language, Jack, is acts of service. That's your love language, acts of service. See, we're onto love languages. We're deep into the romance here. We got it out of him, guys. Got his love language. He's romantic. He's into bears. We've covered a lot.
It's true. I love... I feel like if you sum that up in that quickly, I don't know, you may get the wrong end of the stick, but that's fine if you do. Don't worry about it.
So you've picked a very fascinating couple that are very, I would say, specific to a time and a place.
I would say that is definitely true. And I think it's crystallized in a time in my life that I think is probably the more important aspect of it, as opposed to the couple themselves, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So what I can tell you, Chantel, is that our misbegotten lovers got together, and I have to sort of really asterisk, all the dates when it comes to this couple are as far as we know.
Yes, okay. I will agree with this. I tried to look some of this up, and it's tough.
Are they real people?
Oh,
is this like a Kermit Miss Piggy situation again?
Are any of us real people, Chantel?
Oh,
are we
no.
all the
is
masks?
Characters
we're all
TV
the rules
show
we
haven't
play.
Seen. Oh god!
Wait, you didn't tell me I could do fictional people.
No, we had a, we you can't. Okay. You cannot do fictional people.
But we recognize we did Kermit and Miss Piggy, but they play different people.
Yeah, we deny
but they
that they're
actually
fictional.
Are real people themselves.
It was a whole thing, Jack, but we're both behind it. Anyway,
I see. Okay, I'm on board. Okay.
So this couple got together in the golden year. You ready, Chantel?
Okay.
1995.
Okay.
95. Let us set the scene in which this tragedy will take part. So these are the events
taking part
in this year. Again, we don't know that they affected the couple getting together. We don't know that they didn't. Mm-hmm. 1995. O.J. Simpson found not guilty. Read all about it. Forrest Gump. Boris Gump reminds us that life is like a box of chocolates, and Alanis Morissette thought everything could be solved with one jagged little pill.
Oh.
Great. I would be very surprised if that album didn't have any kind of bearing on this couple's relationship.
Oh.
You could maybe imagine while, they're maybe fighting that Alanis is playing somewhere in the background.
As someone who was of the exact right age when the album came out, that album has had a bearing in every single relationship in the world that came out after that album was released.
I have to tell this is a sake that the
I cannot overestimate the impact of that album.
It's a hugely important album, and also in terms of like doing stuff, that there's a bit in the album which is like where she goes, why are you so petrified of silence?
Silence.
Here can you handle this?
Do you think about your bill, your ex, your deadline? Or when I do this forever. Sorry, stop.
I'm just imagining that, like, this couple listening to this album and then having that silence and going, but yeah.
Well, so this couple, they were the last word in 90s glamour, but couldn't score a premier relationship.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Okay, it's some British footballer and some presenter on that TV show, The Last Word. Am I right in saying that? Word. I cannot tell you how incredibly unhelpful you two saying word is.
Well, hang on, wait, but what if I were to say word?
Oh my god. I hate this. Can you say the clue? Don't say word again. Say word again and I'm leaving. say the whole clue again, Grania.
They were the last word in 90s glamour, but couldn't score a premier relationship. We couldn't bearish when they broke up.
Don't bring up bears again.
I was going to say, is that to me?
Okay, so glamour. Was it a glamour model? No.
Well,
no. Okay, I was really going somewhere. That was like glamour models and sports people. Word and bear. Oh, bollocks. I hate when I can't get these. Do I definitely know who they are?
Well, before Ruined. We tell her, Jack, do you want to just give her maybe one clue?
Okay. I mean, he is a...
Okay, so one of them's a guy. Okay.
There we go. Yeah, it's a very heteronormative relationship. He plays a sport.
He plays a sport, yeah. I gathered that from the... Is he a footballer?
He's a footballer.
He's a footballer, okay.
Who used to play for... And I don't know how useful this is. Used to play for Newcastle United and Tottenham Hotspur.
Shall we just
the
tell
only
you?
Footballer I know of that goes, but the only one I'm thinking of is what's his name that got with Jordan, but we wouldn't do that. And she's a big glamour model.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's not really close to
him. Oh, I really want to know who this is. I'm annoyed.
I'm so sorry. I feel like
Gary Lineker and his one broke up recently, so it's not them.
Tricky Jackie Bernhardt.
Oh, God.
He's the Rumpelstiltskin of this podcast.
I'm so annoyed. Who was it?
Do you want to tell her, Jack?
It is Les Ferdinand. And Danny Bear.
Oh, okay. I do know who these people are.
Oh, great. Okay. Well,
Danny Bear, I know exactly who she is.
That's okay. Good.
I do know exactly who Danny Bear is. 100% who she is.
Excellent.
Les Ferdinand, I'll be honest, I know a lot less about him.
This is fair.
I way know Danny Bear more.
Well, it's good because I know less about Danny Bear and a lot more about Les Ferdinand.
Well, then here we go. Perfect.
Well, this is good because doing the research, I have to say, Les Ferdinand is a mysterious figure.
I thought he was a massive footballer that everyone... Was he not as big as people have made him out to be? Because again, this was just before my time.
So he's a pretty massive footballer. Like he's one of the biggest... He's sort of the big players in like the 90s of English football. So there's also Rio Ferdinand, who you might also be thinking of, who is... I don't know if he's related
they're
in any
cousins.
Way.
They're cousins.
Oh, they're cousins. Oh, I didn't know that. So Rio Ferdinand is obviously a lot more famous. But Les is kind of like... He's one of the first big Premier League strikers. So the Premier League started in like 1992 and... He's like one of the iconic people who was part
of
that team.
What the hell did Word have to do with any of this?
Well, that's Danny, really. Danny Bear.
Was she on the last word?
The Word.
The Word.
Oh, The Word. Is that the guy with the really annoying voices on that as well? The guy with the dark hair and the really irritating voice?
Oh, do you want to lose us all our listeners in Manchester?
I didn't say he was because he was I didn't say annoying accent. I said annoying voice. Very different things.
Perchance. So Jackie, why, when we asked you to be in, what do you find fascinating about the brief but tumultuous relationship between Danny Bear and Les Ferdinand? What does it mean to you?
Well, Les Ferdinand represents a moment in Premier League football where it's kind of all just exploding. And he's never really been a particularly like comfortable fit within that. So like becomes this sort of like really exciting thing in the early 90s. And I think there's something quite like how he comports himself now and like how you sort, because we'll go into what happened in their relationship and how it all fell apart and it's very tragic and sad, but there's I just find it's quite like he feels like he's a moment in time and he's sort of stuck between two different worlds, like the old footballing world that was sort of, you know, about like men, rugged men playing football, the new cool exciting attractive like David Beckham of the
like
world,
metrosexual footballers that were coming out,
and he's sort of in this moment when he has this relationship with Danny Bear, he kind of is like stuck between these two worlds, and I think there's something just very evocative of him as like a sort of like representation of that kind of like a footballer losing the grasp on what they understand the world to be. Which I was really, really fascinating.
That's deep.
I don't know. Is it? I just sort of started talking and couldn't stop.
I think it's interesting. He's kind of like that liminal space between two generations.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we do a lot of, on the Football Book Club, which is another podcast that I'm on, we do a lot of players who are like that. And I think there's something that is really interesting about that sense that he is in that liminal space. He's never quite comfortable in exactly what football was going to be, and not quite comfortable in what it was as well. And this relationship seems to sort of represent that in some ways.
Would you think it'd be fair to say that Danny was someone who was very comfortable being in a kind of WAG footballer situation? Perhaps that was part of the problem?
This is what I find quite interesting, because if you look at, like, so if you try and like find photos of Les Ferdinand and Danny Beer together, there's a couple where they go to like a fashion shoot and Les looks weird, and I think that she looks really comfortable, and a lot of these photos where like he's wearing a tuxedo, he looks kind of like stiff and awkward, and she's more like, yeah, and she's hanging out with other footballers as well. It does feel like, I don't want to sort of say that she wants to, like, she likes that lifestyle more, but it definitely feels like something where she's a lot more, I suppose, I wonder if there's a part of her that thought like, okay, this is what I will, like, we'll together, we'll, yeah, sort of, we'll almost be the, they're the proto Posh and Bex.
I was just going to say, in Les's defense, David Beckham has so far kind of been the only guy who was good at doing all that.
Yeah.
Like, even like Rio Ferdinand isn't great in photo shoots. What's her name? Cheryl's old boyfriend.
Ashley Cole,
he wasn't great at anything. A lot of these guys that go out with these girls, these WAG girls, as they call them, those guys are all stiff as a board in all their suits and the photo shoots as well.
Yeah.
David is the outlier here, not the norm. Even though everyone thinks he's the new norm, I actually think he just stands out, and he still does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's the only one who's kind of cool with all that. So, justice for Les.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm not sort of like going, come on, Les, put your back into it.
I think it's interesting that we
show
all
us some teeth.
Pout for the camera, Les.
Tits
Take
and
your
teeth.
Top off, you piece
come
of
on.
Meat. Anyway, sorry, we haven't even got into how they met or anything.
Okay,
yet.
Well, first of all, already I can hear the complaints. Listeners are going, okay, enough about liminal space. What about the star signs?
That's right. What about space?
Exactly.
So I can tell you, Danny, 9th of July, she's a Cancer queen. She's Cancer.
Okay.
Les, 8th of December, Sagittarius king. So.
Okay.
Just trust your instinct, Jackie. Mm. Cancer, Sagittarius, according to the celestial bodies that govern us all, what is the percentage chance of a match like that working out? What were they working with?
Now, okay, I know some things. I know that Leos are fiery, right? Are they?
We're cheeky.
Oh, you're cheeky. Okay.
Yeah.
A little cheeky. Of course you're a Leo, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. August baby.
My daughter's a Leo.
Oh, watch out. She's going to be a comedian. Hate
I
to bring
know.
It
I'm,
to you.
I'm dreading it. I'm really dreading it. I'm going to say Sagittarius and Cancer, I feel like are the one of the ones that I would say are a bit duller. So I'm going to say they probably get on quite well together. So, although they're probably too similar. So I'm going to go low 40s, let's say.
Low 40s. Okay. What do you think, Chantal?
I think they sound like two star signs that I don't have any strong opinions about.
Yeah, I agree.
Much like all star signs. But I basically agree with everything Jackie just said. They seem like very like star signs. They're very kind of high on the star sign and also quite like basic. So I'm going to go the opposite. I think they're really high. I think they're like 95%.
95. Okay, well, I can tell you, this is what they're working with. Cancer and Sagittarius are usually signs that aren't attracted to each other at all.
Uh-oh.
So it's safe to assume that they will be good for each other for as long as the relationship lasts.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
That says a lot without saying anything.
It is rare for them to succeed in the long run if they don't have strong support from positions in their personal horoscopes.
Okay. That seems like a lot of caveats, sure.
Yeah.
Give us a percentage. We want the numbers. Come on.
As much as a Cancer, Danny, can reach the depth of their partner's faith, Sagittarius, Les, can widen their partner's horizon and make them much happier in their approach to the world. If they have feelings for each other, it will be a shame not to act on them and miss the opportunity to peacefully grow.
That was a lot of waffle from them.
Give us numbers.
Their compatibility match is 27%.
Whoa, wowzers. Okay.
Yikes.
So they were working straight out the gate, you know, there was forces bigger than them that they had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, what I will say is we are dealing with a 90s relationship. And with a 90s relationship, it's the time the internet forgot. Mm. So what I found with researching relationships, either they're really famous, so your Taylor, your Burton, or they're like your Bieber and your Gomez, where everything is online.
Sure.
That the 90s is a fascinating period where we can kind of, like, from folk memory, we remember what happened, but
yeah,
there's no digital footprint. So, and we could even put this on the I literally, I was like a little 90s journalist. I had to print out actual newspapers.
Oh my God.
I love it.
I felt like I was solving, like, a crime in a Stephen King drama.
That's amazing.
So a lot of this, please do step in, Jack, because, again, 90s is Brigadoon when it comes to celebrity romance.
No, I mean, I love the fact that you've gone to the dark ages of romance, the 90s.
Yeah.
But, like, I appreciate, I didn't realise what I was putting you guys through.
Oh, it's tough. It's a tough one.
Chantel, one question. Do you want to eat stress-free this spring?
Grania, you read my mind. I got a lot of stress going on. I'm waiting for Megan Fox to finally officially announce she's single. What do you got?
I'm very glad you said that, because with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals, every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and is ready to eat in 2 minutes.
Thing is, I like a lot of variety in my life, you know? Variety is the spice of life. So I will take nothing less than 35 options per week, which I've heard these guys have. And tell me if I'm wrong, but that includes calorie smart, keto, protein plus, vegan, veg.
That's just the start of it, because all those options are available at Factor. Plus, you can discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
I'm saying it, guys. If you're listening to this, then Factor is your solution for some fast, premium meals with none of the cooking, none of the cleanup, none of the mess.
So, Chantel, second question. What are you waiting for?
I have no idea. Tell me.
Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals and head to factormeals.com and use the code TWTW50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code TWTW50 at factormeals.com/TWTW50 to get 50% off your first box and then another 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Get going, guys.
So I can, first of all, find out who our lead actors are. So Danny was born in Mill Hill in London. And now, Jackie, I thought of you. This is interesting. I think there's a reason why you're drawn to her. She is of South African Jewish heritage.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I am also of South African Jewish heritage. And also, well, I suppose Mill Hill's a giveaway. I grew up in North London as well, quite close to Mill Hill.
This could have been you.
It could have been me. I could have been dating Les. My dad's name is Les. Oh no.
Dun, 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 dun.
So her dad was an estate agent, and I think she must have come from a bit of money because she went to the Sylvia Young Theatre School.
Okay.
Which,
see, she knew what she wanted to be right from the start.
Exactly.
I cannot tell you, I would have sold one of my grandparents when I was 12-year-old to go to the Sylvia Young Theatre School.
Oh wow. What's so good about it?
It just was like, oh, everybody famous from the 90s went to the Sylvia Young Theatre School.
Yeah, it was before the Brit School came along. It was Sylvia's school walk, so Brit School could run.
It was,
that was very much the Brit School
girls
at the time. Yep.
Everybody in EastEnders, Billy,
Emma
Bunton.
Okay. Wow, so Danny really had a good start in life.
Yeah, she was not messing about. Then she was discovered by Pet Shop Boys manager and put in the female brass band called Faith, Hope and Charity.
Oh, great name.
You're going to have to go into more detail. There's a female brass band?
There was a female brass band.
Okay.
It was three girls. She was one of them.
What were their connection to brass?
I think maybe they were blonde.
Right. Okay. Yes, I see. Okay, good.
For our American listeners out there, by the way, or just anyone not from the UK or Ireland, brass was a boy band in the 90s that was spelt bros, but for some reason, everyone here calls it brass. I've never found out why. It's fucking weird.
It's because their names, because it's Matt Goss.
People have told me that. That does not make sense.
No, because
that
Bros
does not make sense.
Bros has to rhyme with Goss. Do you not?
Put two S's on it. This is such basic stuff. They made it look like bros, but it's pronounced it incorrectly.
I do.
And that is the number one reason why they did not succeed outside of these little aisles. That's it.
That's entirely fair. And also, I will say that every time I think about pronouncing the word Bros, I am filled with an existential terror because I'm not
sure. It's embarrassing.
It's similar to Bowie and Bowie, where I'm like, Bros?
And then again, so I really do not mean this in a snarky way against Danny, what I'm about to say.
Sure.
But I find it really funny, and as a woman, I can see why she's done. I really don't mean this in a mean way, but this is the first example of Danny just very much lying about her age.
Wow.
Just like to an extent where I genuinely was like a little bit confused. I had to keep double checking because I was like, she was born in 1970.
Amazing.
So in 1992.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Which, do your own maths about if she's born in 1970, what okay. age she
sure,
was
sure,
in 1992. She was the youngest presenter of The Word when she joined at only 17 years old.
No. I can do maths.
She took a lot off. It's such an old school. It's very like old glamour. It's very old Hollywood.
It's
like,
very
I'm
old
5
Hollywood.
Years younger.
In a way that could not possibly work.
From 22 to 17.
But also
why is it good to be 17 and presenting TV?
It's much better to be 22.
I'm bad at maths at the best of time, but it really messed up my head. She was really gaslighting me because I was reading all these articles being like, hang on, and like double checking what date the article was out and the age that she was saying she was. Just had no, and like, you know what, good for her. I've always believed time is a patriarchal concept, so good for her for refusing to follow the rules.
That's what she does.
So her previous relationships before she meets Les Ferdinand is she is in a relationship for a few years on and off with Ryan Giggs.
She has a type.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, that's we won't go into what's happened to Ryan Giggs there, but at the time, he was seen as a sort of handsome footballer.
Absolutely.
With lovely curly hair, but they split after a year with Danny claiming that Alex Ferguson had made things difficult.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay. That's interesting. And actually, I think I have heard something like that before about Alex Ferguson getting involved in players' relationships. I think it's sort of the thing where, like, in a rom-com, you'd have a manager going like, lose her, she's no good for you. Yeah. And in the rom-com, he'd be like, no, I have to fight for her, I don't care what you say. And then later on, the manager goes like, I was wrong, she's a great lass, go after her, run through the airport.
Yeah.
Whereas Ryan Giggs is just like, sure thing, gaffer, I'll dump her. And you're like,
yeah,
oh,
no problems.
Okay. Wow.
So meanwhile, across town, Les was born in Acton in London, and he is the cousin of football playing brothers Rio and Anton Ferdinand.
Yes.
And Maidenhead United player... Maidenhead United player, Kane Ferdinand. So I think he that must be weird. I mean, what are the chances of one person in your family being a Premiership footballer, but four people in your family being a Premiership footballer?
Yeah, that is odd.
It is odd. I don't know if Kane... Is it Kane Ferdinand who's what the... I don't think he made it. I think Anton and Rio and Les... They're all there, I think.
That's still a lot to have three of them be like professional Premiership as well. Not like minor league stuff.
I'm just reckoning like Kane's probably like, guys.
Yeah, it's a rough time for Kane.
Christmas
is tough for Kane.
Not happy about that, but yeah, everyone else having a great time. Well, Les is the oldest one. That's the other thing. And I think that it probably, I don't know actually, but I think because we've done various footballers' autobiographies on the Football Book Club, which I recommend you listen to because it's great. Quick plug. But like Rio and Anton went to a pretty famous footballing school. So it might be that as a result of Les's success, there was a connection into that. And they were like, oh, you know, if you think Les is good, then you should check out Rio and Anton. And that maybe if Les hadn't been the person, you know, pushing them forward, then they wouldn't have been able to have, you know, they would have gone by the wayside. I don't know. It's still a massive achievement for the Ferdinand family. It's fantastic.
See, I'm stop shitting on them, Jack.
Yeah, I'm not absolutely. You know, it's just nepotism, isn't it? It's just who you know in football, really.
Nepo babies.
Yeah, a little nepo baby Rio Ferdinand.
So we're about to enter a gloopy time space.
Sure.
Okay.
So It's just going to be Danny and Les talking about getting together and breaking up.
Okay.
And it's very hard to... We're going to play about with time.
Love
it. So this is the first bit that I can find of their together as a couple.
Okay.
And this is in an interview, Danny says, this interview was in 97.
Right.
23-year-old Danny...
No, hang on. Hang on. Go back a bit.
She's got to stop doing this.
So she was saying,
She's 27.
She's currently 27.
She's still knocking off 5 years. It's 5 years.
She's either knocking, she's knocking off five or four? I don't know.
I think she's knocking off five, I think.
Okay, okay.
So she has ended speculation by telling a magazine that she loves Les to bits.
Oh.
She says in Glossy Monthly Company,
R.I.P.
Oh, right. Okay. So I thought you were describing the company that she keeps. She keeps Glossy Monthly Company.
Weekly, it's the dregs.
Yeah.
So this is what she says. This is from a bygone way of people don't talk to the press like this anymore. She says, okay. It's a sticky situation, which is just a great way to start any sort of like talk about your private life. It's a sticky situation, but we've been together for a long time.
Okay.
We're really good friends, as well as being boyfriend and girlfriend. I spend most of my time at his place, even though I have a flat of my own in London. Although it's been an on and off thing, it's a full-blown relationship now, and I can talk about him. I love him to bits.
Oh, this is weird.
That is
can
weird.
Can I ask a question, by the way? Where is he living? He plays for Tottenham?
So in 97, he is either... I think he's either just... He's just about to move, I think, from Newcastle to Tottenham, I think.
Oh, so he's moving back to London, preferably. So he'll be in the same city as her, at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how old is he at this point?
I would say he's mid-20s.
He was born 1966.
Oh, no.
So he's 30.
So he's 30.
She's 27.
Yeah,
he's 30. He's 30. And she thinks it's better if she seems 23. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, better than 17, which is what she was going to say previously.
So the article continues. Until now, the leggy blonde has always insisted she was just good friends with the former Newcastle United star.
Okay, so he has
moved.
He's moved.
In Tottenham. We got it. Yeah, we're there.
And Ferdinand, 30, insisted the woman in his life was longtime girlfriend Angela Murray, who gave birth to their second child last November.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yikes. Okay, so there's been some overlap.
She gave birth last November. I thought you were going to say the only woman that he loves in his life is like his mum or something like that.
And then suddenly
he pulled out to be like, is the mum of his child.
Yikes. Okay, wow.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a little bit... There's a little bit of overlap.
Why she said they were on and off, because he was cheating with her, allegedly having an affair while he was with someone else.
But it's not like, was he cheating on her or with her?
With her, that's the question.
What I mean, with her, cheating with her.
That's a move, though, to then go to a monthly glossy company and say we're boyfriend girlfriend.
I can now say it, we're boyfriend girlfriend. What?
Do you think that was a power move by Danny? Because maybe she's in a position where she can be like, I'm officially I know this is like claiming him.
If it's not a couple's interview and she's doing it, it definitely seems to be some level of power play that's going on there.
Where she's saying,
so that's his first little insight into this is what it's like if you're going to date a wag girl.
I'm going to read a bit. So this is an article I found, which just is gorgeous. And I think it's from around this period.
Okay.
So for 3 years, she has been linked with Spurs and England striker Les Ferdinand. And friends were expecting to hear wedding bells in January. The couple decided to go their separate ways. But the split hasn't lasted for long. It was one of those situations where we both needed time to reevaluate our friendship, and having done that, we both now know how much we want to be together, says 23-year-old Danny.
Still 23.
There's never been a shortage of gossip and drama surrounding the couple's private life. Les has two children by his long-term girlfriend Angela, and Danny, who thought this relationship over, was extremely upset when the second child was born in November 1996.
Right, okay.
Wait, sorry.
Right.
She.
What?
Sorry, hang on. She was upset when the child was born.
That's what we're saying.
So he didn't tell her or didn't like have any kind of like
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was upset. She wasn't upset that she was pregnant. She was upset that the child just appeared. And then she was like, whose is this? And Les was like,
Oh, it's mine, apparently.
Jeepers.
What is Les doing?
Earlier I said there isn't a bad bone in Les's body. I would like to
I think there's one in particular.
I was going to say, I would like to reevaluate my particular statement there.
So, she refused to see Les for some time afterwards, but as she explains, we have been together on and off for a long time. I love him to bits, but we are friends as well. I can honestly say we are completely together and very happy.
Right, okay. So that's
the fact that he's not saying anything in this makes me think that if you say we're completely together, like, I don't know. Oh.
To be fair, did they really interview footballers that much aside from post-game on the field stuff? They didn't really have like magazine interviews with footballers.
That's a very good point. And actually, you're right. I'm doing this from the prism of like, oh, the footballer has not said anything. I should, to be honest, what I should have done is read Les Ferdinand's autobiography ahead of this podcast recording, and then I could have found out exactly what he said about her.
I doubt he knows.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
He may never have met her.
Does he know how old she is ever?
So, Jackie, what we want to do is we want to take you on a little imagination journey.
I love
it. So imagine it is, what we say, like 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Danny is, she's just turned 18, so she can head out again. You get a phone call and it's Leo and Danny and they're heading out for a night in the town. It's London.
Okay.
It's the 90s. What do you imagine a night out with Danny and Les looking like?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I am at this time 8 years old. So I'm guessing they're going to drink a lot of fizzy Ribena. I don't know. It's hard to imagine. I actually, you know what? I think I can imagine just going from like carpeted club to carpeted club.
Oh,
that's
yikes,
all I can imagine. Just like really grimy carpeted club, and the only photos you see is just them going like, see you later, guys." And they spend maybe max 45 minutes in each of these carpeted clubs.
Smoking inside back then.
Smoking
as well,
inside. So it smells
sticky
horrible.
Sticky carpet.
The lighting is just obnoxious. You can see everyone's pores. That's what I'm imagining. Yeah. Basically, a bad night by all. And ending in maybe a Wetherspoons.
So do you imagine... What
so
do you
a good
see?
Night in the end.
Oh, yeah, sure. Pull back.
What do you think Les and Danny are like as a couple? Do you think they're affectionate? Think they get on well? What vibe do you get?
The vibe I get, and this is possibly too, like... This is based off of very little. And maybe it's based off my idea that I think that Les is not particularly comfortable in this. I think that Danny is trying to be spotted, and Les is trying to not be spotted.
Yeah.
Because Les is very much aware of... Or Les has this relationship with this other woman. He has these kids and maybe...
Two kids! Can you imagine you and Valerie have another kid and then you start going out with Danny Bear?
I cannot and I refuse to imagine it. And also we have to think this is like Les Ferdinand as a Premier League footballer probably doesn't like do the 3 a.m. nappy changes.
I don't think he's doing the romantic thing you said earlier on of I'll get it at 5 a.m.
He's definitely like you deal with it, my long-term girlfriend. if he's even in the same like room as her, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be my imagine, like, that's how I would imagine it. I would see it as being quite an uncomfortable relationship, one that one person is clearly desperate to give validation to that relationship, and the other one is desperate to keep it under wraps. So that's sort of the vibe that I get. And is that a particularly cruel one? It feels like I'm painting Danny as someone who's, like, fame hungry and who wants to sort of, you know, like, sink her teeth into to Les. And I don't think it is that. I think it's someone who probably very much likes Les and very much likes him as a person, but just wants to sort of, but, like, lives her life in the public. And so
she understands the media and is happy to be a part of the game, essentially.
Whereas I think Les is very much like, he sounds like a love rat, which is upsetting, and also like isn't interested in that side of... He's not interested in what football's about to become, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But there must have been something about each other that they liked. You know, they were together for... Like, what do you think they liked about each other?
I don't know. Is it just physical?
Yeah.
I mean, a part of me thinks, you know, like, because what? If he's up in... So if he moved to Tottenham in 90... I think he moved to Tottenham in 96, 97. So he would have been up in Newcastle previously. So is she going to Newcastle? And is Les going to meet her, like, during, like, football training? Like, is he... He's not going down to... I can't imagine he's going down to London that much from Newcastle. When he moves back to Tottenham, maybe he's seeing her more because, you know, he's back in London. I don't know. It feels like something that you wouldn't really have many moments where they're like, where they're able to catch each other. Like, maybe it's sort of like caught, like ships in the night. They're sort of like catching each other here and there where they can. But equally, it's very messy with this other person. I did not know about this other person at all.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean you in the fantasy on the date or the other woman?
Oh yes. Well, I'm in the corner drinking fizzy Ribena, hoping they'll adopt me. Sure.
There's this weird 8-year-old boy that's really fucking things up for them. Yeah. And on top of that, he's got
really
two kids.
Really ruining my vibe. He's being like, go to another carpeted smoky club. Go on, do it.
Do you think, because you've read a lot with on your podcast, a football memoir podcast, do you think footballers make good boyfriends? Like,
no.
It's like they spend all the time playing football, training.
Yeah, they just can't make in the traditional sense of what it means to be a good boyfriend.
Exactly.
They can't fulfill the job role.
I think that there are some rare exceptions, like very good, like you feel like there are good men who have like who genuinely care about their families, care about their partners, and really make the effort. I'm now struggling to think of any of them. But
Wayne Rooney.
That's not a great one. No. Maybe the good ones, I think you don't know because they just stay quiet. They don't. Yeah. Well, they're not in the public eye.
Exactly. Much. So I think there are quite a lot of people who I'm trying. Maya Yoshida talks about his wife in quite like loving ways and sort of like. I mean, the problem is being a Premier League footballer. Yeah, your life is football. Your life is going out and is training half the time. You get lots of time off, but you have to spend it not doing anything fun. And when you do fun stuff, it's usually with your team, is how it seems to be.
Yeah.
Often with these books, and it's very depressing, you know, we read them quite a lot. And the amount of times that they'll say, at the very end, they'll say, I couldn't have done this book without my wife, and she has not been mentioned at all.
Yeah.
Like they are just not.
Because they just mean that I literally couldn't have done this because she was at home taking care of the kids.
Exactly.
And making sure the house wasn't robbed.
The emotional labor, really, of everything. And it's also interesting because, you know, the amount of times, well, it's not necessarily said, but the amount of times that you look up people's footballers' careers, and once they finish their career, they get divorced because the sudden
once
change.
Once they're actually with the person, like, oh, I don't actually know you that well.
Yeah, I don't know you that well. And also, like, I'm not entirely sure. Oh, sorry. Okay. I've just realized there's one person and he is, and the reason I forgot him is because we did his book at the end of last year, but it's such a hard book to find that we had to share it. So it had to go back to James, like part of our football book club. Darius Vassell loves his wife. Loves his wife to
he's the
bits.
One.
If there is an equivalent podcast that we can do, which is about great relationships, his relationship with his wife is absolutely wonderful.
So if we had him on and asked if he was a romantic, he'd be like, oh my god, let me tell you.
If you ask me if Darius Vassell's a romantic person, he's a little beauty. He's such a sweet guy.
I've never even heard of this person.
Exactly. He's a really, so basically, he wrote this book basically because he wanted to say his life story. And we've asked, like, you know, you should publish it more because it's legitimately a really good book. And he's like, no, I don't care. I printed it out for my friends and family and that's it. And
for his
I would
friends
say,
and family. Not like Les.
I mean, that's the thing.
I feel like I'm a Les defender.
Think of the kids, Grania. What about the kids?
He was a bad boyfriend in his late 20s.
Well, and a bad
this
father.
Is the thing. It's hard to sort of judge it now. And I do think that Les is one of the people who has done very well after leaving, like, playing football. So, like, he's gone into...
He just grew up, basically.
Like, he's a, you know, he's now a, I don't know exactly what age he is, but, like, he's become, like, a really good spokesperson for QPR, and, like, he's doing really important work, which is really good. But, like, it's also that thing of these are emotionally stunted 20-year-old, 30-year-old men, because they've basically...
Yeah.
They haven't... They've had everything given to them at a very young age, often.
And to be fair, this is kind of a recurring theme with our podcast, oftentimes, where it's like, what went wrong? Usually, well, this person we're talking about was a 28-year-old guy given lots of fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, he wasn't a great boyfriend to be with. So it does seem to be... It's a bit of a running theme for us.
I think it completely makes sense. And I think that, I don't know, we could talk about, like, what it would be like if they met later. But like, I don't know.
Well, let's check back in with Danny and Les. So this is again from printed out newspapers of Matthew Wright's column in March 4th, 1998. Danny has told pals that she's back seeing her ex soccer star Les Ferdinand. It's sort of a two-parter where it says also that Angela Griffin has got back with Will Meller, but that's a different couple.
That was going to be my other pick. So.
Oh my god, that's Angela.
Meanwhile, Danny Bear, 23. So this is 1998. She's 23
forever. Stop it. Stop
it. She can't still be 23.
Is she still 23 now?
Yeah. Has told friends she still considers herself involved with 31-year-old Les Ferdinand. This is at odds with what she told me 2 months ago after dumping the Spurs striker. I just want to be free to pursue my goals, the Ice Warriors presenter purred. But it seems the couple... famously confusing love life has taken another unexpected twist. Danny didn't know how to describe what was going on with Les, except that they were seeing each other again, an aide said.
I'm getting the impression, Gordon, am I right, that they were only together for a short amount of time and it was just endlessly off and on. Am I right?
Okay.
It feels like 6-7 months, a year tops.
So that was March 98. Mm-hmm. Our next column, November 98.
Okay.
Danny and Les split.
If you tell me she's 23 again on the screen.
The romance between Danny Bear and footballer Les Ferdinand is off again. The couple, who've had more ups and downs than a yo-yo during their three-year romance, finally gone their separate ways. Strangely, the TV host has turned to her ex-love, soccer idol Ryan Giggs, to cry on. But despite a number of nights out together since her break with Fergie a month ago, I'm assured she is not back with Manchester United star Giggs. Meanwhile, the 31-year-old Spurs striker has returned to his long-suffering partner, Angela Murray.
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
And the mother of his children, Aaron 9 and Lauren 2. Les and Danny, 24.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Thank
She's
God.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
Just split up in January this year, but it only took a 2 month separation before they were reunited again. This time, however, the pair are insisting the romance is off for good.
Okay.
Okay.
But 2 weeks ago, tongues were wagging when Ryan, 24, and Danny were all over each other at a Boyzone concert in Manchester.
Well,
that's
what
so
do you
funny.
Expect?
Oh my God. That's great. I mean, that
so
is.
So she's bouncing back and forth between Les and Ryan. He's bouncing back between her and his ex with the kids.
Yeah.
A 9-year-old and a 2-year-old. Those are,
I mean, that's bonkers.
He was with this woman for at least 10 years. Like,
yeah, there's a 7-year jump between those two. Oh, God. Yeah, that's
so before we get
messy.
Before we get to the final thing, what I will, because again, it was kind of hard to find stuff about this couple. Uh-huh. I was forced to do a deep dive on Pop Bitch.
Okay.
So all this is information about the couple, but it's from Pop Bitch. So.
Okay, it's a reliable source. It's a source.
Les Ferdinand has a peculiar kink. Back when he was dating Danny Bear in the 90s, he used to request that she dress up as Princess Diana. So he could imagine himself getting to have his way with the Princess of Hearts.
Wait, they got together in 97. That's the year Diana died.
I know.
It's a really weird time to do Diana kink.
Well, but maybe it was just before.
Maybe
it was like
it was
August 97 and then it happened he was like, oh God, this can never come out.
Well, whatever timeline you're following, it's kind of like the multiverse of madness.
Yeah.
Finally, in November 1998, it's done.
Okay,
it's done.
Thank God.
They are over.
Thank God.
God, I'm relieved.
It's stressful. This was a real stressful one.
It really was.
Apparently, it was the end of their 4-year romance when
since it wasn't 4 years. Well, they started in 94 now. What the fuck?
You know, it started in 1994 when she was 12 years old.
And apparently the thing that finally ended, he was pictured leaving a hotel with another woman.
But not Angela.
I mean,
we don't know. Who knows? Okay. No one knows at this point. Everyone's given up.
This has been really quite upsetting, I would say, because I have
ruined your idea of him.
Well, because I think I sort of my version of Les Ferdinand, because I got into football in 1998. He was very much like an old veteran, like stalwart, who would sort of like play for Spurs and like do a really good job. And the idea that he could be involved, and obviously he would be, because he's a footballer, and they're all love rats and terrible people. There's something very pure about my memory of him, and now. Yeah, it just feels so much grosser.
You were young. You didn't know nothing, kid.
I know.
So this is how Dani talks about the split. She was interviewed. She said, "It was awful. One of the most awful moments of my life. I was heartbroken."
Oh, Dani.
Did she start saying her real age at any point? Because she's now nearly 30 in reality.
I mean, yeah, but she could never say that. Dani, 23 again.
So, Jack... Dani and Les Ferdinand, why do you think it couldn't work?
I think I think the question really is, why did it ever work in the first place?
Yeah, what kept bringing them back together again?
I mean, it's amazing also that you've done this whole thing and we haven't heard a word from Les.
Yeah.
Like, Les, because I was looking it up and I was trying to find something. Like, so there was one picture that I found, this picture that of Les and Dani together, where it's a fashion shoot, and I mean it's amazing. I'm gonna show it to you on my phone now.
Oh, that is great.
Wow.
Neither of them look particularly happy with each other. Yeah, he does look pretty hot though, I'll say that.
Like he looks sort of like he's enjoying himself a bit. He's wearing a waistcoat with a sort of a string and nothing and like
nothing underneath.
Nothing underneath. Yeah. And she looks sort of like, I don't know. She sort of looks like she's in catatonia, I would guess.
She does, actually, a bit, yeah.
But Dani Bear in the 90s, she was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. She really was. She was. Gorgeous. That's the thing. She was a major it girl in the 90s.
She was so beautiful and so famous and so cool.
I think, I mean, in a way, that seems to be not the problem for Les, but like, he doesn't look comfortable. He doesn't look comfortable in any of these photos where he's with her. Even because there's a photo with Les and Ian Wright, who is brilliant. We all love Ian Wright. Mm. And like Ian and it feels like Ian and Dani have more chemistry than Les and Dani. It feels odd to look at that and be like, oh, yeah, that's the couple. Because Les sort of looks, I don't know, he just looks out of place. Is that unfair? I don't know.
That could be one of the main reasons why it didn't work out, that she ostensibly wanted them to be public and he didn't really.
Yeah, and that also that, you know, he just isn't very good.
He was starting a family with another woman.
He started a family.
I mean, I do think that's a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Really, you have to say, why didn't his relationship with the woman he was with work?
That almost seems, because they had children and everything, so we should look into that next time. What happened there?
That feels like a
poor
bigger
old
question.
Danny Baird has got wrapped up in it. I mean, what do you want? She was 9, you know? I mean,
she had no idea.
Barely read.
She's drinking fizzy Ribena and hanging out with me in garpeted clubs.
Well, so I can tell you, after the split, Danny was linked to Max Beasley.
Classic 90s hunk.
Yeah.
Jay from 5.
Oh,
Duncan
wow.
James.
Perfect. Oh, she's really doing well here. Go on, Danny.
Duncan James from Blue. Duncan James.
Oh, Danny. Wow, okay.
I feel like that's actually moving to a very, like, going from 5 to Blue doesn't feel like a big change, but I do actually think that's sort
that's
of like.
That's a step up.
That's a step up, really.
That's a step up.
She
and
got
also,
promoted.
It's a step into. Yeah, she's Premier League now. She like it also like going into a different era because like Blue is so 5 is very much like late 90s and Blue feels like early but and also mid noughties.
Yeah.
So I think that's impressive. That's staying there.
Who comes after Duncan?
But then she got married to restaurateur Carl Harwin.
She did it. She did the full house of an it girl. That's precisely what you do. Footballers, boy band guys, famous guys, and then marry either a hotel owner or a restaurant owner. She did it perfectly. Yeah. Get into property and you're sorted. Well done, Dani Bear. She knew what she was doing the whole time.
But
I like
then,
her.
So this is interesting. No. They did They did split.
Fair enough.
And Shucks. She said in 20... So this is... She said, I'm turning 40 in a few months.
Sure,
so it really does feel like a whole okay. new era for me. With my maths, she's 43. She's...
Okay, sure. Yeah, hang on. I'm really... What year are we in at this point? Are we
she should be 53. Back in the 70s? She should be 53 this year, in reality, if okay. she's born in the 70s.
Meanwhile, Les, after Danny, he briefly dated Ulrika Johnson.
Classic.
Ulrika Johnson, very much the footballer's sort of, yeah, that area.
But is currently single.
Ooh, good for Les. I mean, I will say, so Les is the only black football chairman in the entire football pyramid. Currently.
Wowzers.
So he
I don't know what the football pyramid is, but I like the sound of that.
So there are 92 clubs.
Don't need to know.
Fair enough. It sounds good. And that's all that
different
matters.
It sounds good. Different podcast.
So, Jackie, we come to the big question that, you know, is the framework of this whole podcast. Why we do this.
Okay.
To decide that in every split, we try to be nice, but there's a winner, there's a loser.
True.
There's one we're worried about, there's one we're happy for. In the great split between Danny Bear and Les Ferdinand, who thrived, who simply survived? Who won the breakup?
Oh, this is tough. This is real.
It's tough every week, Jackie. This is the name of the game.
There's no easy answers in this game.
I feel like... He's the villain. He's clearly the villain in this piece. He
Sometimes
has to be.
The villains win.
I worry the villain has won here. I think winning is a relative term. And I think that, like, in terms of success or in terms of, like, it sounds to me like Dani is doing very well for herself and that she's living a happy and comfortable life. So I don't think it's like she has lost.
She's loving her 20s right now as well.
She's having a great time.
Would this change your information if I told you she followed her dad's career? She's a realtor now in Los Angeles.
Of course she is.
In Los Angeles.
Watch out, Selling Sunset. She'll be on there next season. I mean,
that feels like she's really playing the Selling Sunset game.
Yeah, she is.
I think if anything, growing up, that's made me worry about her more.
I think so as well. Same here.
Yeah, I feel like the problem is that in many ways, Danny will look back on the Les relationship as something where she was like, that was a fun thing. And I don't think Les probably thinks about it at all. And that's upsetting.
There you go.
But it might mean that he's... And I hate to say he's won, because I hate it when villains win. But I think
someone's
got to
do it. It's happened.
He won on penalties.
He won.
Oh, well done, Grania. That's our first ever football, hopefully our last, but definitely our first ever football pun.
I'm glad she to have affected your podcast like this.
It looked like their relationship would be over. Definitely is now.
That was close.
It looks like it was going to go to extra time, but then it didn't go to extra time.
It was a relationship of two halves. That's all I got.
It works.
Okay. Cool.
So we've got one more question, Jackie, before we release you.
Okay.
We have one more question for you. She's a patron saint of our podcast. And although she seems to be currently in a relationship, we don't care because this game is too much fun. So basically, we want you to put your thinking cap on and see if you can think of someone to love, to be with, to match up to the magic of the one, the only, Cher.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a really good question. I mean, look, I don't want to break up Darius Fasel and his wife. Maybe
I do. We do think that anyone would happily step aside for Cher. Happily,
I think maybe they could make a happy throuple, Darius Fasel.
Grania loves a throuple. Grania's really into a throuple.
I feel like they would be welcoming Cher. Because I think Cher is also timeless. So you don't need to really worry about, like, about age differences.
Very much Cher, so. You get this. That's right.
Improves everyone's lives.
So this footballer you speak of, what team does he play for?
He used to play for Manchester City. He used to play for Manchester City and Aston Villa. And I'm actually going to look up his wife's name because it's terrible that I've forgotten it.
Okay. Is he retired or is he still in active service?
He has retired and he's happily living. Amani, that's her name. Amani Rodriguez Thomas. And
how old is he? How old are we talking?
He must be about 30. We must be like late 40s, I guess.
Okay, nice.
I think
nice,
she's
nice.
A similar age, I would say. But there's very, very sweet meet cute about.
We've
like,
never had being... We've never had a sports person, I don't think, as the answer for Cher. So I think maybe an athlete to keep up with her is not a bad idea.
Well, so I will say it has to be Darius, and Amani is his wife, and she is a women's basketball player.
Oh, I love it.
So, and she's very, and she's also very good at golf. And they, and like, again, Darius like helps her play golf all the time. They ha- there's a great story in their book about Darius and her playing golf with an old German couple who used to, who couldn't stop farting, and they would both find it the funniest thing in the world. And it's very sweet.
They're going to have a hoot. I'm calling it now.
I think they
will. Three of them are going to have a hoot.
All three of them. It has to be the three of them.
But Cher will just...
Is that a fart joke, Grania? You said hoot?
I can imagine Cher just like in the little golf buggy, just drinking martinis.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. With a big hat and sunglasses.
Yeah.
You guys are doing great.
I don't want to get in the sun. That's how I say looking so young.
Jack, thank you so much for such a fantastic trip down memory lane.
It really was. For a couple I didn't even know was a couple. I had a wonderful time talking about them.
I had barely any knowledge that they were a couple either, and I feel like genuinely feel like I've gone into like a, like they talk about the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, like going back through like the dark ages of history. It feels like we sort of had to delve into that, where like
100%
the sources are sort of murky and weird. Yeah. It's been real.
We're dealing with folk history. 90s pop culture is folk history.
Exactly. And that's just about Danny Bear's age. Yeah.
Jackie, where can our lovely listeners find you?
Well, I am on Twitter. So if you want to follow me at JackBurn23, you can do so there. I'm also on a weekly podcast with Lou Sanders, the Taskmaster, the People's Podcast, where we talk about Taskmaster because I am obsessed with Taskmaster. And also at some point, the Football Book Club with James Bug, James Baljan and Tash Frisco will be returning, which is basically the podcast I won't stop talking about here because it's how I interact with pop culture, it seems.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Oh, thank you guys so much. It's been so much fun. It's been really, really brilliant. I've had a fantastic time.
Thank you.
Score, it's a goal.
The Way They Were is an Amanda Redman production, produced by Abby Weaver and Amanda Redman.
We want to hear your celebrity couple crush, so email us on thewaytheywerepod@gmail.com.
Or find us on Twitter at thewaytheywerepod and we're on Instagram at thewaytheywerepodcast.
Thanks to you for listening. Until the next time, goodbye.
Goodbye. The way they were.
Chantelle, one question. Do you want to eat stress-free this spring?
Grania, you read my mind. I got a lot of stress going on. I'm waiting for Megan Fox to finally officially announce she's single. What do you got?
I'm very glad you said that because with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals, every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and is ready to eat in 2 minutes.
Thing is, I like a lot of variety in my life. You know, variety is the spice of life. So I will take nothing less than 35 options per week, which I've heard these guys have. And tell me if I'm wrong, but that includes calories smart, keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie.
That's just the start of it because all those options are available at Factor. Plus, you can discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
I'm saying it, guys. If you're listening to this, then Factor is your solution for some fast, premium meals with none of the cooking, none of the cleanup, none of the mess.
So, Chantelle, second question, what are you waiting for?
I have no idea. Tell me.
Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals and head to factormeals.com and use the code TWTW50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code TWTW50 at factormeals.com/TWTW50 to get 50% off your first box and then another 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Get going, guys!